On this week's Xamarin Show, I have my good friend David in town to talk about XamRite, how to do your XAML right. Welcome back, everyone, to the Xamarin Show. I'm your host, James Montemagno, and today I have one of my best friends in the entire world, Seattle local, David. How's it going, David?
Great, James. I'm David Seeloff, and I wrote a Xamarin tool called XamRite, and it's basically to make life better for Xamarin Forms developers.
Yeah, and I wanted to have you on because you've been coming to my user group in town for like ever, seems
years,
like.
Yep.
And you were like, hey, I have this really cool tool that I think will help developers be more productive. And I was like, I like developer productivity. Everybody likes developer productivity. What do you got? And you showed me this tool, and I was like, I got to get you on the Xamarin Show. So thank you for heading over.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me. It's been a lot of fun building this tool. So basically, what it came down to, I started working on with Xamarin Forms back on version 1.3.
Okay, yeah.
So a long time ago. And really liked it, really got into it, and got into data binding, really, was the thing that drove me into saying, yeah, this is a really cool platform, really powerful stuff here. But when you're editing C# files, like the Visual Studio Editor gives you a ton of really great productivity tools like all the IntelliSense, the real-time warnings about possible bugs or best practices usage. You've got some refactoring support. You've got easy navigation to get to related methods and classes and properties and all that.
Yeah.
Then you go to the XAML editor, and it's a little bit more of a bare bones experience. And so the point of XamRite is really to try and kind of level that playing field, make it so that you get a lot of those really cool advanced features in the XAML editor that you've come to expect from C#.
Yeah, I like that because the C# editor, you're right, is always getting new features, tons of Roslyn analyzers all the time, and you got editor configs and all these great tools. And I know that the team is always working on, you know, updating the XAML editor and adding some features, and we've added some, but there's always so much more. And actually, that's what I like about the C# editor and those analyzers that people can build, because it allows you to do all these other scenarios, because every developer codes a little bit different. Yeah,
absolutely. And you know, frankly, this wouldn't have been possible without the Roslyn infrastructure under the covers. So it's been, Visual Studio has a lot of great extensibility points that's made this whole thing possible. And you know, the scenario that drove it turned out to actually be pretty challenging, but it was the whole area of binding expressions.
Mm.
Right, the data binding, I love it, but there's no checking of it. Right, the compiler doesn't check, you don't get IntelliSense. I know there's some features coming in with compiled bindings, but you know, it's still, that's a little bit late in the game. We really want that feedback immediately.
Yeah, you want to just write some code and have it checked, just kind of like the C#.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So what I did with XamRite was built a tool that can figure out what view models apply to what parts of which XAML files, so you can get your IntelliSense, you get your real-time checking in the editor, and on top of that, put in a lot of additional rules that help with a lot of Xamarin-specific issues you might run into, both in XAML and in some in C#, to really help. You know, a lot of this was based on my hard-earned experience building apps in Xamarin.
Gotcha. Yeah, so it kind of sounds like, yeah, there's not only just this part that you're saying is, oh, there's some data binding stuff that I can add, but hey, actually how you build Xamarin Forms app in that XAML, because XAML is just an XML markup, but that can be optimized, and there can be checks in there.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And there's a lot of, there's some hidden gotchas that you just learn with time that, like when you're doing grouped list views, there's some of the options that are not compatible with each other.
Gotcha.
So there's a lot of little things to remember that, boy, I just wanted to have a tool that would tell me that, hey, stop hitting yourself, right?
Yeah, gotcha, yeah.
We built in a lot of that stuff, and then built in just a few refactorings and code editing assistance, and a bunch of the navigation features that I really had been missing.
Yeah. Do you want to show it off? You want to get into it?
Yeah, I'd love to get into it. So I've been doing most of the testing on open source Xamarin Forms app. So
cool.
Using right now looking at MoneyFox, and so one of the key things is I didn't want to rely on, you know, hints or configuration or design time binding context declarations, because that's not what's really going to be running. Mm. But I want to know what the code is actually going to do. So this one does use design time bindings.
Okay.
So configurations are great for some things, but the problem is that they get stale over time. Mm. So let's take a look down here where Xamarin.Write has identified the fact that this particular view gets used in two different places with two different view models.
Oh, okay.
And there's this delete command that exists in one of those view models, but not the other.
Oh, I see, because there was a design time, but it's actually using multiple models on.
Right, exactly. And mm-hmm. so in one of the case where you use this view, the user could be there clicking this button, and nothing's going to happen.
Oh, I see. Gotcha. Very cool. And like, you really didn't, that you just, let me get this right, though. You just downloaded this open source project, and you have Xamarin.Write installed, and then just did it.
Correct.
You didn't actually do anything else, right?
No, didn't do anything else. No,
and that's cool.
Yeah, we've got about, at this point, I think 20 or 25 different open source Xamarin apps, and I don't even know what all of them do. I just find, you know, go to GitHub and like, hey, there's some more. Grab them and no configuration. It's just download it and go.
Very cool. Nice.
So the other one I'd like to look at, so this is one people are probably fairly familiar with. It's the Smart Hotel 360 app that Microsoft wrote.
Yep.
And I can...
So I'm sure it's perfect because the team wrote it. Right?
Absolutely.
There's no way we could make any mistakes on hundreds of lines of XAML.
No way that you could, for instance, forget over here that you need, if you're going to have a converter, that you need to write converter equals.
Mm. Okay, gotcha, yeah. So easy to forget, right?
Very easy to forget. Or, so your styles. So you've got these grids with these styles that have defined target type of label.
That's not right.
And that's not right. Now, it sometimes works okay, and I'm sure it works okay in this case.
Yeah.
But it's still not really probably what you want to be doing, because if someone were to edit that style and add some label-specific properties to it, this page would break.
Got it. Yeah. No, this makes sense. And I've done this before where you start to like, oh, I'm just going to reuse my styles everywhere. And you're right, as long as they're the generic background color, right? Everything has a background color, so it magically works.
Right.
But if you say text, grid doesn't have text, and then boom, done.
Exactly. So let's find some place where we can say, so one of the other things we did, you have a small number of factoring. So for instance, let's say we wanted to add a column in between these two.
Okay, yeah, very common to do, right? And I love grids all the time.
So we can Xamarin.Write refactor and insert a column after this one, and it shoves it in there, and that is now a column two.
Oh, very cool. So, okay, so let me get this right. So you right-clicked. Let's do it again, just for funsies, right? Okay. So you right-click.
Right-click. And
you get all these little things here, basically, Xamarin.Write things. Those are things that you, the tool adds.
Correct.
Got it.
And then, so we go to Xamarin.Write refactor, insert column before or after the one you right-click on.
Makes sense.
And I'm going to do after, and now... We now have columns one and two that are empty, and everything after that has been adjusted up. So you can add rows, so especially like rows, like I'll have these grids that have 12 rows and say, oh, I need to add a new one right near the top.
Yeah.
Right? So.
We've all done it. We're like, and two, three, four, five, you know. And it's annoying. It's super annoying to have to go do that. That's super duper nice. You're not only just like refactoring, looking at what's going on in the file, but add these nice little helpers. Basically.
Right, exactly. And we've got tool tips to tell you what's, you know, what we know about it. There's the view model, binding property. There's the converter that you're using. And let me show you something here that, like, let's say you're going to have a new label. And so there's your... your IntelliSense, so those are the properties available.
Oh, I see. So that came from Xamarin.Write.
That came from Xamarin.Write.
Got it.
And let's say you just, you know, you want to create something new. So obviously, Xamarin.Write says, hey, that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So you right click, add property to view model, and you can either just do a plain old property, or because you're using MVVM helpers here, you can add all that, and that's, you can say, well, that's what's going to be. Like, I like using underscores at the beginning of my property or my fields.
It's all right, I'll forgive you.
And there we go.
Oh, cool. Nice.
And then if we go back to...
Now, did it know like that you were using MVVM helpers and you just like have some like defaults built in, basically?
Correct. So we so Xamarin.Write can recognize and properly both analyze and insert new view model properties for about 8 different MVVM frameworks, including so MVVM helpers, but also like MVVM Cross, MVVM Lite, Prism. The latest one is Catel, which I think is available on Xamarin Forms, but I know it's popular for WPF. So when you're using those, we can see that, hey, we see what you're doing here, and we will help make it happen.
That's super nice. Yeah, I mean, how many times have I gone back to the file, written the thing, go back, validate it, back and forth, and that's just super nice because then you don't have to think about it, right? Someone new comes in, they can right-click, add a feature, and then done.
Right. And I mean, I find things like this are just super helpful for just understanding how the code is put together.
Yeah.
And that's like the way we're able to actually understand what's going on with, we download all these apps, we use this to help understand the app, and then we do a lot of cross-referencing, but boy, it's so super helpful to be able to navigate through and use some of these features to, let's see. So we have, for instance, this check-in time converter. Now, I believe Visual Studio has a go-to definition working here. Oh, no. So there we go. It's in an app.xaml, so it takes you a different file.
And I believe if it was in the code behind, I think it would have took it to you, but it can't do XAML to XAML.
Right. So with Xamarin.Write, you can navigate that way. We originally added that feature back in for Visual Studio 2015 because that wasn't working at all.
Oh, gotcha, yeah.
Then. So then let's say you want to take a look at the code. So you can do Xamarin.Write navigate to the class.
Oh, cool, gotcha, yeah.
And there's your converter.
So you find out where it was from, here's what it is, and go to it.
Exactly.
Very cool. Nice. Lovely. Yeah, I love it. I mean, just little things that you're showing me already. There's about every single feature that you show me I think I could use.
Well, you know, I'd love to have you use it and give me some feedback on it because it's been great and there's a ton more in there, way more than we can go through here but I certainly, you know, still do some Xamarin projects and boy, it is makes life so much easier and removes a lot of a lot of just searching and manual editing. So I find it really helps and reduces the test cycle also. You know, the more you can find in the editor, the fewer test cycles you've got. So
very cool. So you said there's a whole bunch more features built in. You showed off some of them here. How do people get it? Like, is it?
So this is available on the, it's an extension, Visual Studio extension. So just go and get it like you didn't get any other extension. And it is going to be available soon for Visual Studio for Mac.
Oh, cool.
And if you're interested, please contact me, and there will be information afterwards on how to do that. And would love to get people trying that out. This has actually been in the Visual Studio Marketplace for about a year, a little over a year, and we've made a ton of progress in that time. If you tried it out early, would love to have you try it again. Drop me a line, and I'll get you set up, and love to get your feedback. And yeah, but basically, just install it and.
You're good to go. It's like a free trial of it, right?
Yeah, it's a free trial, yep.
Beautiful. Awesome. Well, what we'll do is we'll put links in the show notes. You can go to aka.ms/Xamarin.Write. Of course, I'll put it down in there as well. And we'll make sure that David gets any of your feedback directly. We'll have a little contact form in there so you can fill that out as well. David, thank you so much for showing this off.
Hey, thanks for having me, James.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to go install it right now in all my instances of Visual Studio, and I can't wait to try the Mac version. So,
excellent.
Awesome. Good. Well, thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Don't forget to go to aka.ms/Xamarin.Write to learn more about Xamarin.Write, which is awesome. So go give it a try today. Thanks for watching, and don't forget to ding that bell and become a member of the Notification Squad. Thanks for watching, and have a great day. Hey, James here. Just wanted to check in and thank you for watching this video. Now do all the things that you know you want to do, such as like, subscribe, and ding that notification bell to become part of the notification squad. While you're here, check out all these awesome videos that I've already recorded. Click on that thing. Click it. Watch it. Do it.